你们的The nimitta of anapanasati varies according to the individual. Tusan, the nimitta is pure in fine like cotton wool, or draw of cotton, or moving air, or a draw, a bright light, like the morning star, Venus. There may be also some colors,red color or maybe yellow color, etc., depending on their difference of perception. In most cases, a pure white nimitta like cotton wool is the agaha nimitta learning sign. And the agaha nimitta is usually dull and opaque. When the nimitta becomes bright like the morning star, brilliant and clear,It is the Patibhaga Nimitta counterpart sign. When like a drill, ruby or gem, it is the Agaha Nimitta taking up sign or learning sign. But when bright and sparkling, it is called Patibhaga Nimitta counterpart sign. The other images should be also understood in the same way too. So,Even though Anapanasati is a single meditation of subject, it produces various types of nimitta. The nimitta appears differently to different people. The Visuddhimagga explains that this is because the nimitta is produced by perception. And the commentary to the Visuddhimagga explains that it is the different perceptionwhich the different yogis had before the nimitta rose. Thus, the nimittas are different because of perception, but perception does not rise alone. It rises always together with other mental formations, associated mental formations. So, for example, if a yogi concentrates on the anapana nimitta with a happy mind,The mental formations are not only the one perception, but are the altogether 34, such as contact, volition, one-pointedness, attention, applying thought, sustained thought, decision, effort, and desire. So not only perception differs, but also all other mental formations differ. This is the fact.Explained elsewhere in the Visuddhimagga, it is explanation of the attainment of the base of neither perception nor non-perception. There the Visuddhimagga explains that the perception in that jhana is very subtle, which is why...call it the attainment of neither perception nor non-perception. But it is not only the perception that is very subtle. The feelings, the consciousness, the contact, and all other mental formations are also very subtle. Thus, says the Visuddhimagga, in the attainment of the neither perception nor non-perception is also There is also neither feeling nor non-feeling, neither consciousness nor non-consciousness, neither contact nor non-contact, etc. So when the commentaries say the nimitta are different because of the perception, they are merely explaining the anapana nimitta from the single point of view of perception. In terms of perception,using perception as their example. But whatever the shape or color of your nimitta, whatever your perception of the in and out breath, it is important not to play with your nimitta. Do not let it go away and do not immediately change the it is shape or appearance. If you do,your concentration will not develop any further and your progress will stop. Your nimitta will probably disappear. So when your nimitta first appears, do not move your mind from the breath to the nimitta. If you do, you will find it disappears. If you find that the nimitta is stable, your mind by itself has because fixed on it, then just leave your mind there. If you focus your mind to come away from it, you will probably know you will probably lose your concentration. If your nimitta appears far away in front of you, ignore it, as it will probably disappear. If you ignore it and simply concentrate on the natural breath, then your concentration will improve. When your concentration improves, then your nimitta also will become stable. If your nimitta appears at the place where the breath touches, stable, and appears the breath itself, the breath as the nimitta. When the nimitta and breath unify together, then please focus on the nimitta. Usually mind automatically stick to the nimitta at that time. But you should wait and see whether the nimitta and breath unify or not. If the breath is another, nimitta is another, at that time you should not pay attention to nimitta. When your nimitta and breath unify, become one, at that time only you should pay attention on the nimitta. But in this stage, usually when the breath and nimitta unify, mind automatically stick to the nimitta. At that time, if you pay attention, nimitta, it is very good. Your concentration will improve. Then you should determine to keep your mind calmly concentrated on the nimitta only. When your concentration improves, nimitta will become what God, nimitta will become ogaha nimitta. Ogaha nimitta means nimitta will become like cotton wool. When nimitta becomes white, then you should concentrate on that white nimitta. If you can concentrate 1 hour, 2 hours on that white nimitta, then nimitta will become transparent. Transparent nimitta is called Patibhaga nimitta, counterpart sign. That transparent nimitta is clear and bright like morning, Siddha, Venus. When the nimitta becomes clear and bright, you should concentrate on the nimitta only, on that nimitta only. If you can concentrate thoroughly on that nimitta, then strong, powerful absorption may appear. But at this stage, you will reach either excess or absorption concentration. It is called excess concentration because it is close to and precedes jhana. Absorption concentration is jhana. Both types of concentration have the Patibhaga nimitta counterpart sign as their object. The only difference between them is that in excess concentration stage, the jhana fetters are not fully developed. For this reason, Bhavangas, life continuum, still Oga. And one can fall into Bhavanga, life continuum consciousness. The yogi will say that everything stopped and may even think it is Nibbana. In reality, the mind has not stopped, but the yogi is just not sufficiently skilled to discern this nimitta, as the bhavanga are very subtle. So in this case, if you can concentrate well on the nimitta, then strong and powerful absorption may appear. If you can maintain this absorption more than 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, that absorption stage is called jhana. You should maintain this concentration at least for 3 days. If you can concentrate successfully in every sitting more than 1 hour, 2 hour, or 3 hour, successfully for 3 days, then at that time you can reflect your jhana patterns. How you should reflect? Please pay attention in the area of your heart. You may see bhavanga like continuum. That bhavanga is called mind-o. What is bhavanga? In Gaudiya Nikaya, Buddha taught, Pavasara Midam Bhikkhu Chaita. What is the meaning? Bhavanga mind state has the brilliant light. What is the meaning? Every consciousness which arises depending on heart base can produce, mind produce small particles. These small particles may be smaller than atom. We call these small particles as kalapa. In each small particle, if we analyze, there are at least 8 types of materiality. They are earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, and nutritive essence. Among these 8 types of materiality, color is very bright because of concentration, jhana concentration. Jhana concentration is always concomitant with wisdom faculty. In this case, wisdom faculty means penetrating the anapana patibhaga nimitta. When that concentration in wisdom faculty become power, they can produce numerous millions of small particles. In each small particle, there is color. That color can produce strong and powerful light. That color becomes bright. One kalapa's color and another kalapa's color, when they combine together, this is become bright. In the same way, bhavanga consciousness also can produce strong, many millions of small particles. Among these small particles, there is also color. That color also bright. That brightness is called bhavanga only, as a figuratively. So if you pay attention inside your heart, you can see this bhavanga. When you see bhavanga, then at the same time, you may also able to see your anabana paribhaga nimitta. When your anabana paribhaga nimitta appear in your bhavanga, then you can discern 5 jhana patterns one by one. Apply thought, sustain thought, joy, bliss, and one-pointedness. You should discern one by one. If you can discern one by one, then please discern again 5 jhana patterns together. If you can discern 5 jhana patterns, if you can see 5 jhana patterns clearly, then we can say that you attain 1st jhana stage. Then if you want to continue, then you can go to 2nd jhana, 3rd jhana, and 4th jhana. When you reach 4th jhana stage, your breath will completely stop. 4th jhana also can produce strong and powerful brilliant light. Based on that light, depending on that light, if you discern 4 elements systematically, then you can see small particles. If you can see small particles, if you analyze the particles, in each small particle there are also 4 elements. If you get dissolved four elements in each small particle, this is the beginning stage of vipassana. Then you should continue to dissolve the remaining materialities. After dissolving materiality, then you should continue to dissolve ultimate mentality. After dissolving ultimate materiality, mentality, then you should dissolve their causes. Ultimate mentality, materiality, and their causes are called formations. If you can discern these formations internally and externally, as well as past, present, and future, then you should comprehend these formations as nature, dukkha, or anatta.